The Eucharist According to the Fathers of the Church by Lawrence Feingold. St. Hilary of Poitiers. St. Hilary, great 4th century bishop of Poitiers, France, affirms the real presence, explaining that the Eucharist has the power to sanctify or divinize us, because the true body of Christ, present in the Eucharist, is united to his soul and the divine nature of the Son. By reverently receiving Christ's Eucharistic body and blood, we come to partake more deeply in his spirit and divine life, which is the foundation of the unity of the Church. This Eucharistic text is situated in the context of a polemic against the Arian heresy, according to which Christ is not one with the Father in nature, but only by a union of wills, in that Christ's will is always in conformity with that of the Father. To refute this, Hilary compares the unity of Christ and the Father to the unity that the faithful have with Christ in the Eucharist. This unity is not merely a union of wills, but a real reception of the human nature of Christ, and through receiving his humanity, we receive a participation in his divine nature. Quote, "I now ask those who introduce a unity of will between the Father and the Son, whether Christ is in us by the truth of his nature or by the harmony of the will. If the Word has indeed become flesh, and we indeed receive the Word as flesh in the Lord's food, how are we not to believe that he dwells in us by his nature, he who, when he was born as man, has assumed the nature of our flesh that is bound inseparably with himself, and has mingled the nature of his flesh to his eternal nature in the mystery of the flesh that was communicated to us? If, therefore, Christ has truly taken the flesh of our body, and that man who was born from Mary is truly Christ, and we truly receive the flesh of his body in the mystery, and we are one, therefore, because the Father is in him and he is in us, how can you assert that there is a unity of will, since the attribute of the nature in the sacrament is the mystery of the perfect unity? He himself declares, 'For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.' John 6:55-56. It is no longer permitted us to raise doubts about the true nature of the body and the blood, for according to the statement of the Lord himself, as well as our faith, this is indeed flesh and blood, and these things that we receive bring it about that we are in Christ, and Christ is in us. Is not this the truth?" End quote. In a way similar to St. Ignatius of Antioch and St. Irenaeus, St. Hilary seeks to combat a Christological and Trinitarian heresy by starting from the faith in the presence of Christ's true body and blood in the Eucharist and its divinizing power. Receiving his body could not sanctify us if his humanity were not inseparably united to his true divinity through what will later be called the hypostatic union.